down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. I don't know, the Twang Trust Christmas juggernaut doesn't start till next week. Apparently the weather gods didn't get the press release. What's going on out there? I don't know, it seems to have maybe stopped. I don't need any buildup of precipitation tonight. I'm heading out early. Go to the Park Theater. Fox Warren and Folk Beats Trio. We'll hear from them tonight, I think. If we have a chance in between our Chuck Berrys and our Julianna Riolinos. That's mostly what you're going to hear tonight on the Twang Trust. Stay tuned. There'll be other stuff, but not really. It'll all make sense. Hang out for a little bit. I'll see you soon.
With the air nail gun, you love love to see him coming at the lumberyard store. Fix the leak in his roof with a 2x4. Drills holes in the boards with the wrong kind of bit. When they don't line up, he blames the government. Well, it's a bicycle supplier. Supplies for a wrench for a hammer. Hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make much difference. I sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. He got the whole front yard full of fix-em-up cars. The three don't run and the rest won't start. Well, everything's fine with the rebuilt motor, except of course for the couple spare washers left over. Made a twine tie down, going down the road on two ball tires and an oversized load. He ain't never read a manual, cause that's like cheating. He don't mind the grease on his hands while he's eating. Well, it's a bi-scrap supplier. Pliers for a wrench for a hammer. Hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make no difference. I sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. No, just don't seem to make much difference. I sure like your son, but you're hard on equipment.
Hey folks, this is Corbel, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Yeah, you are doing just that. That was Corbel from his album Horse Soldier. Horse Soldier? Yeah. First time was okay. That's a song he wrote with Mike Plume. It's true. And Mike did it the other night at the TNA Garage. The big birthday show, 9th annual birthday celebration. Usually they celebrate somebody else's birthday, but it was mine on Saturday. So, yeah, they celebrated mine. Nailed me up on a cross and everything. It was great. It really was great. The hosting and Mike, man, what a show. You could tell he hadn't played in quite a while. He just got back from doing his camp gig. And it's been a while since he played a show, and you could tell he was itching to do it. And boy, man, it was one of those. I remember there was one show he did at the Studio once that went on for like, it seemed like 4 hours. And it was basically because he got drunk. And this one went on for a similar amount of time, but it wasn't because he was drunk. He was just so into it. I think he was going to do his last song, and then he did a Todd Snyder cover and then started talking, and the stories went on forever, and they were great. You know, it's listening to Mike that night, it's, you know, he needs a better manager. The guy should be an actor, really, you know? He did this whole thing. He did a Todd Snyder song, and then he started telling all his Todd Snyder stories. And a lot of them involved Chuck Berry. And Mike did he basically did a reading of this next song we're going to hear. And it was like he was standing up there on stage doing Shakespeare. It was brilliant, quite frankly. So it's and all the Chuck Berry stories, and then I was thinking of songs and stuff, and Mike was going on about what an amazing lyricist Chuck really was, and he really was. You know, you get all the, you know, who's the best lyricist, and oh, it's Bob Dylan. No, not really, not really. Listen to this. In this one, this version of this song, it'll make you listen a little. And maybe you can appreciate just how amazing these lyrics are. This is the first of two ladies we're going to hear from tonight. named Elise. And oddly, they're both from Toronto. They're spelt different, though. One of them uses a Y. Not this one. This is Elise Legros from a record called... what's it called? Oh, I forget. It's a witty title. I wish I knew what it was. It's a play on the... It's a whole record of songs originally released on the Chess label. And I'll look it up and tell you what it's called in a few minutes. But this is Elise Legros and her version of Chuck Berry's You Never Can Tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see
since 12 o'clock, me watch the tide easing in. It's low the moon, but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the rum. It's long the wait for boat to come. American girl, come back to me,
We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the buildings high. We find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me still alone, me sip on the rum. Me wonder when the boat she come to bring me love. Ow! Sweet little thing, she rock and roll, she dance and sing, she hold me tight, she touch me lips, me eyes they close, me heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon, but still alone, me drinking the rum. Begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie. She say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me lay down alone, was good to rum. Me fall asleep, the boat she come. The girl she look till come the dawn. She weep and cry, return for home. The whistle blow, me open me eyes. Was bright the sun, was blue the skies. Me grab me shoes, me jump and run. Me see the boat head for horizon. Havana moon is gone the rum. The boat she sail, me love she gone. Havana moon, Havana moon.
The songwriter and singer that whose song we're gonna do now came from St. Louis. He wrote lots of influential songs. This was his first hit and wasn't as big as some of the other ones, and probably more influential than the others. Remember, Elvis Presley did this at the Louisiana Hayride. As I was motivating over the hill, saw Mabel leaning a coupe to build, Cadillac rolling on an open road, trying to outrun my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95. She's a bummer, a bummer on side by side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? And I started back doing the things you used to do. Go on, baby. Ahead of the Ford, and the Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Then got cloudy and started to rain, tooting my horn for the passing lane. Rain water blowing all under my hood, knew it wasn't doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Yeah, I started back doing the things you used to do. Why, Maybelline, Roger. Thank you.
I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. Dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car and lead up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line, and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a Continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air conditioning. I want automatic heat. And I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote.
If you can find a seat. Hey everybody, this is Todd Snyder, and you're listening to Big Dumb Kick-Ass Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Somebody tried to blow us up tonight.
That's right.
We said, bartender, are you loose? We said, bartender, somebody tried to blow us up tonight. He looked at me and said, son, son, are you loose? I said, yeah. And there I was. And Clarence came in the bar. Clarence shuffled in his white suit. The people, I want to tell you now that the people over at the Vista didn't know what was happening. That is a weird joint. So there we was. I was sitting at the bar. Steve was at the bar. Clarence was at the bar. We was drinking our skulls out. And that's when it happened. That's when it happened. It got very serious for a minute. I sat back, I seen what was coming. I took a big gulp. My knees started shaking. My heart started beating faster than it ever had. I said, Steve, you know, I had a lump in my throat when I saw walking down the aisle. I had a wiggle in my knees when she came to me and sweetly smiled. I said, Stephen, who's that little queen standing over by the record machine? Looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. To be a man at over 17. Well, tell you, meanwhile, I was silly, but I was still thinking.
What are you thinking about,
boy? What, Steve?
What are you thinking about?
I was thinking.
Yeah.
This is my in the mood.
Yeah.
This is my chance.
It is.
I ought to take it.
Go ahead, baby.
If she can dance, we can make it.
I know that.
Come on, Queenie.
Come on, baby.
Let's shut.
Thank you.
last time I was on my knees. I want to tell you the boss. I was on my knees at the bar. I was a sad and sorry sight, but I was planning my strategy. And I thought to myself, yeah, if it's a slow one, we'll admit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. If it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queenie.
Chuck Berry to start the show off tonight. Yeah, Let It Rock there. Chuck was indeed letting it rock for the last, 40 minutes or so. along with some friends like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, live in Atlanta, 1975, the famous Bomb Scare show. Little Queenie, heard Todd Snyder and the Hardworking Americans with School Day from their album We're All in This Together. Such a great Chuck Berry, Todd Snyder story told by Mike Plume Saturday night. Should I try and paraphrase it a little? Essentially, Todd was playing Chuck's room, the Duck Room in St. Louis. Chuck Berry had a club there. He used to play on Monday nights. I went there once, but he wasn't playing. I don't think it was a Monday. And I don't think he was playing at the time anyways. Anyways, Todd was playing there once. And, of course, Todd was a huge Chuck Berry fan. And there he was, sitting in his dressing room, getting, you know, ready to go on. And all of a sudden the door opens, and who walks in but Chuck Berry? And Todd says, "Hey, I know you. You're Chuck Berry." And Chuck Berry looks at Todd and says, "Hey, I know you. You're Todd Snyder." And then Todd just, you know, his mind is blown. Chuck Berry knows who he is. He can't believe it. And then Chuck continues, "And you're double parked outside, and I can't get out. You got to move your car, man." And so Todd had to move his car, and then Chuck drove away. And that was their meeting. Before the Hardworking Americans, we heard Chuck himself, No Money Down. We heard Kerry Rodriguez and Chip Taylor doing Maybelline. Chuck with Havana Moon, and we started it off at the very top of this show with Elise LeGros from her record Playing Chess. Ah, that's the title. Get it? Playing Chess. It's a whole covers album of Chess record songs, including the one we heard, Chuck Berry's You Never Can Tell. Ah. So, I'm just about going to run out of here in a little bit, because I'm going to the Park Theater tonight to see, Fox Warren is the headliner, and I'd bought a ticket. They announced the show, and I'm hep to the Fox Warren kids, you know, Andy Schaaf and his pals, those brothers and the other guy, you know, bit of a super group of sorts. I bought a ticket, and then lo and behold, months later, opening act. Now, all of a sudden, I don't really give a rip about the headliner. I mean, I'm going to stick around. I'll pay attention to them. But I think I'll just hang out at the merch table all night after the opening set by Folk Bitch Trio. You might have saw them at the Folk Festival this past summer. Well, they're back. They're here tonight. They're only playing half an hour. They come all this way and only play for half an hour. But what are you going to do, right? Still, beats smaller numbers of minutes. We'll enjoy every last one tonight at the Park Theater. And then we'll be back tomorrow. Well, not the park. We'll go next door to the park tomorrow. And wow. Yeah, Swoon City, Juliana Riolino, tomorrow night, show of the year, kids. It's going to be fine tonight. It's going to be great tonight. Tomorrow, show of the year. We'll talk more about Juliana and her influences shortly. But first, let's hear something else from Folk Bitch Trio and their wonderful album called... What's this? Oh, look how small that type is. Can I read that? Now Would Be a Good Time. That's what it's called, of course. This one, this is melt-in-your-mouth gorgeousness here. 2 minutes and 22 seconds is all it takes to turn into a puddle. This isn't even their song. This is an oldie, by a guy by the name of Ted Lucas, who made one record and then vanished from the face of the earth. Well, not really. I mean, he stopped making records. He only made one. And nobody cared when he made it, but somebody listened to it, you know, 30 years later and decided it was great. And now he's like a legendary guy. And people like Folk Bitch Trio are covering his songs, like this one. This is called I'll Find a Way to Carry It All. Folk Bitch Trio singing Ted Lucas on the Twang Trust.
Night seems to
down the exit aisle, coming Listen to me. Are you listening to me? Listen to me, I said.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Andy Schaff, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, indeed, that's just what you're doing. And that was Andy Schaff and his pals in Fox Warren from their second album together, which they will be celebrating the release of tonight at the Park Theater, sold out. I don't know if it was sold out prior to them announcing that Folk Bitch Trio were opening up, but if it wasn't, then it was sold out shortly thereafter, because, yeah, that's what all the creepy old men are going to see tonight. Yeah, including me, and we heard why there. Oh, my goodness. We heard two from Folk Bitch Trio. Their album is called... It's called, where is it? Let me see. I wrote this down somewhere. There it is. Now would be a good time. Why can't I remember that? We heard Cathode Ray and a cover of Ted Lucas's I'll Find a Way to Carry It All. Oh, can't hardly wait to go hear that live tonight. Well, no, that's about it. That's all I got time for. I was going to play some stuff from what you can go see Friday. Friday's a busy night. There's all sorts of things to go see. Two of them are like real close together, though. You can go see Sean Burns, CKUW's own Sean Burns, playing a Movember event at the Sober Market. That's at 390 Academy Road. This Friday, he's doing two sets in between 7 and 10 p.m. And, you know, money's going to good causes and such. Also that same day, at the Handsome Daughter, Seth Anderson from that little town, from Canmore, Alberta. Seth Anderson, well worth checking out. We've played him the last couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to seeing him Friday at the Handsome Daughter, along with Camp Robber, Low Life, and Whispering City. I believe Seth is on Third. And also Friday at the Royal Albert. Nothing ever happens there, but this Friday something's happening. It's Deb's birthday pâté. Yes. Winnipeg punk legend Debbie Wall. Her birthday's Friday, and she's celebrating with Louisiana Cockfight, the Asteroids, and her own band, Grandma Llama, and all proceeds are going to fixing feral felines. Debbie likes the critters, you know, as so do I. And there's some good cause action going on Friday night. It's going on all over the place, so you got to take your pick. What you going to do? And then, of course, tomorrow, Juliana Riolino, side stage. Sam Singer's opening, and there's limited seating available, I hear. So it's exciting that there's some seating, as opposed to the park, where I know I'm going to have to stand all damn night tonight. But, yeah, we'll see how long I last. I'm lasting the first half hour, anyhow, for sure. We'll see what happens after that. Anyways, Juliana Riolino, you know, I've been raving about her for ages. And if you're not on board yet, I don't know what your problem is. We're going to play a whole bunch of her. Piles. We got piles and piles and piles. A Juliana Riolino standing by. But I discovered this thing. She's got this playlist up on the streaming services. It's on Apple Music. I'm assuming it's on Spotify. If, you know, you support that organization, and you should really maybe second think that. But I think it's there too. It's Juliana's influences, and she's got some pretty great and surprising and even educational influences. There's stuff I don't know about. How does she know about this stuff? She's a kid. All this like early 70s things. It's crazy, this stuff she's into. And we're going to listen to a bunch of it now, including the second Elise of the night, Elise Weinberg from Toronto, 70s. A pal of Neil Young's before he went off to form Buffalo Springfield. And Neil actually recorded with Elise, as did Nils Lofgren, oddly enough. I don't know if that's where they met or not. You can ask Juliana tomorrow. She probably knows. She knows more about this stuff than I do. Anyhow, we're going to hear a bunch of her influences. And, you know, I knew I loved Juliana, but it makes even more sense now when you find out that she's a big fan of the Roaches. And that's what we're going to start this little set off with here tonight now on the Twang Trust.
If you go down